As all of you know, my penchant for Japan and its culture is deep and foreboding. It goes back to my childhood when I had a strong and unexplained affection for the enemy in the movie Back to Bataan. Also, as a youngster, like many, I had an imaginary friend, but mine was a samurai. Then, of course, the gripping hold from the penultimate James Bond book, You Only Live Twice. For sure, if past lives are for real, I was a ninja or samurai warrior, or at the very least, an extra in a Kurosawa film. And through my youth, I continued my study of the land of the midnight sun, its people, its foods, its religion, its music, its topography, its affinity for drama and tradition. Today, too, I keep close tabs on what is happening in the Orient, and it is a current issue in Japan that brings me to this series. To begin, let me document that I am shocked at the country's increasingly widespread crime of loan sharking, at annual interest rates in excess of 6,000%. I must say that even half of that interest rate would be cause for alarm. But this is nothing new in the original land of dramatic tradition, where yin and yang share timely disproportionate balances that are needed for each to survive. A lot of this current problem, of course, stems from the expansion of organized crime syndicates in Japan. These culprits, or shaki, as I call them, are taking advantage of a growing reliance on millions of Japanese households that have fallen desperately into debt. I discovered that personal bankruptcies have quadrupled over the past decade, and that too many households have such poor credit that no legal source will extend a loan. So, being the natural gambler that a Japanese person is, a lot of people are willing to take on absurd rates of interest and avoid total financial collapse. Experts now estimate that the number of loan sharking victims, all of whom get into dire trouble trying to pay the shaki back, exceeds 1 million. In Tokyo alone, someone tells me, more than 900 people left jobs and families to escape hideous terror from loan sharks wanting their money back. None of these reported 900 people have been found, though my sources indicate that 100 may have been killed, or not. They also suggest that 200 have left the country, probably by boat, most likely wearing light-colored clothing and singing Mac Davis songs. There are so many unaccounted for that one source told me it is not out of the bounds of imagination to think that the shaki cutthroats have found these people and eaten them. Far-fetched? Not really. Roughly a quarter of the loan sharks are linked to shaki, or as it is actually known, yakuza, and many people tend to believe that some of these criminals are also cannibals. But legend grows quickly in this culture, sometimes more quickly than a worm in a windstorm, and villains become exaggerated beasts. More about that later. Back first to the current monsters. It seems they prey on people to get business. One lender, a Japanese Thai salesman who spoke to me under the condition that I do not reveal his story is a lie, said that men dressed like bankers came to him after he had trouble making payments on a loan from a legal finance company. They said they could help and he should set up an appointment with them. He visited the office of these men, and he said, "When I opened the door, I immediately sensed that the door was not entirely opened. I tried to close it all the way, but it seemed to be unable to close fully. I am always suspicious of rooms that have doors that cannot be entirely closed. All my life, such rooms have meant nothing to me but sorrow and grief. It is as if my shadow disappeared, and only the evening moon can bring me peace and sake." But this, as you will discover, is nothing new. To be continued.